Malugod na sinalubong ni Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull ang pahayag ng Estados Unidos na tatanggapin nila ang 54 na refugee mula sa Manus Island at Nauru. Ang unang grupo ng mga ito ay ititira sa Amerika at nagsabing mangyayari ito sa mga darating na araw. Sa wikang Pilipino, narito ang ulat ni Lydia Feng. Pagkatapos ng ilang taon ng kawalang alam, malalaman ng ilang refugee kung magsisimula na silang lumikas patungong Estados Unidos upang makapagsimula ng bagong buhay. Kinumpirma ni Ministro Peter Dotto ng Imigrasyon na magsisimula ng maglabas ng kanilang desisyon sa paglilikas ang mga otoridad ng Amerika sa mga susunod na araw na kung saan ang unang grupo ay aalis sa mga darating na linggo. Sinabi niya na ang pagpaproseso ng iba pang individual ay magpapatuloy at inaasahang gagawa ng karagdagang desisyon ang mga otoridad ng Amerika sa tamang panahon. Nagpasalamat si Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull sa Pangulo ng Amerika sa pagtupad sa kanyang pangakong na pagkayarian noong nakaraang taon kay Pangulong Barack Obama.
The first group of refugees from Papua New Guinea and Nauru is expected to depart for the United States in coming weeks. I thank the President and the United States for honoring the deal. Around 50 refugees from PNG and Nauru will be accepted in this first group, and they'll be notified in coming days. Vetting and processing by the United States will continue.
Sinabi sa Sky News ng pangalawang ministro sa Imigrasyon, Alex Hawkes, na ang mga nangyayari ay ebidensya na nililinis ng gobyerno ang kaguluhang naiwan ng nagdaang pamahalaang labor.
The government under Malcolm Turnbull and Minister Dutton cleaning up the mess that we inherited from Labor in terms of border protection, the offshore resettlement arrangements that Kevin Rudd put in place in such a rush that came at such an expense to the taxpayer and really had a lot of human suffering. Slowly but surely, the coalition government is protecting our borders.
Hindi naman sumang-ayon ang frontbencher na Matt Thistlewhite sa paglilipat ng sisi kay Tony Abbott dahil sa paglikha nito ng kaguluhan sa detensyon.
This was created by the Abbott opposition when they refused to back the Malaysia solution. We wouldn't be in this mess at all. We wouldn't have had to open Manus and Nauru if the Greens and the Liberal opposition at the time hadn't teamed up to oppose the Malaysia solution.
Sinabi naman ni Senador Nick McKim ng Partidong Greens na samantalang magandang balita ito para sa ilang refugee, may daan-daan pa ang walang siguradong kinabukasan.
There's still many, many hundreds of people who have applied for the U.S. deal who are yet to find out whether they'll be accepted by the U.S. And even under an absolutely best case scenario, there are still going to be many hundreds of people left behind in Papua New Guinea and Nauru with no durable solution. So while this is an encouraging sign for a very small percentage of the people that are currently on Manus Island and Nauru, the government has no plan on how to deal with the many, many hundreds of people who won't be able to resettle in the U.S. as part of this deal.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.